Vallehang Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Sri Maharaj.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामीद भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमर All glory to the Assembly. All glory to the Assembly. Thank you very much.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. द्वंद्वातीतो विमत्सुरः समक्षसिद्धा वसिद्धौ च कृत्वापि न निबध्यते यरिश्चालाभः सन्तुष्टो द्वंद्वातीतो विमत्सुरः
समक्षसिद्धा वसिद्धौ च
कृत्वापि न निबध्यते
यरिच्छालाभसन्तुष्टो
द्वन्द्वातीतो विमत्सरः
समक्षसिद्धा वसिद्धौ च
कृत्वापि न निबध्यते
Translation: He who is satisfied with gain, which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady both in success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions.
Jadiccha lava santushto dandatito vimatsara
sama
siddhau asiddhau cha kityapi na nibaddhate.
So Krishna is teaching in this fourth chapter how to work. Jadiccha lava, don't be greedy. Now, this man is millionaire, so I have to become a millionaire. Competition. That is material disease. Now, there is competition between the capitalist and the communist. Now, the communist or the laborer class man, they are thinking that why the capitalists should gain, we must gain. The industry is being conducted by us. The profits shall be divided between us. Why to the capitalist? So that is not the solution. That is from frying pan to the fire. Either the world is run on the principle of communistic philosophy or capitalistic philosophy, it will never be happy. Here is the formula, that everyone should be satisfied with the profit that he can easily make, that's all. Jadirichala. Not that everyone will have the same profit. In material world, everyone is working. Somebody is getting per hour thousands of rupees. And somebody is getting not even morsel of food. Still one has to be satisfied. Because one is getting thousands of rupees per hour, I will have to get also. No. Then you will never be happy. You be happy what you are gaining. Because everyone is making profit and losing according to his past karma. Purva-janma-jitam-dhanam, purva-janma-jitam-vidya, agri-dhāvati-dhāvati. This is the sastric injunction. One man is trying with little capital to do some business, and within few years he becomes very multimillionaire. And one man is trying to elevate himself to a prosperous condition, but he cannot get even sufficient food. Why? Purva-janma-jitam-vidya-purva-janma. One boy is passing examination, standing first class. Another boy is failing. Everyone is trying. Everyone should try his best, but he should be satisfied with the result which comes without any very much strain. Jadrichala. Yadriccha lava santushto. That is lacking in the present civilization, not only at the present moment, because Krishna was speaking 5,000 years ago, and before that he spoke Bhagavad Gita millions and trillions of years ago to the Sun God. This is the way of material civilization or material conditioned life. Competition. The real competition began by being jealous to Krishna. Real competition. Krishna bhulya jiva bhoga vancha kare. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna says, bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloko maheswaram. So, our fall down, this I have explained the other day, is there when we wanted to compete with Krishna or become Krishna. The jealous, hinsa, ichha desha samuthena, sarge janti parantapa. Sarge means this creation, this material creation.
We have come to this material creation. We do not belong to this material creation, but we have come here. Just like one does not belong to the prison house, but by his own action he comes to the prison house. He becomes criminal and therefore is put into the prison house. By his own activity, it is not that government wants somebody should live in the prison house and somebody should live outside prison house free. It is not government's desire. Nunang pramatta, because we are mad after sense gratification. Beginning from the aquatic life, or plant life, or insect life, bird's life, beast life, again in the human life, there is regular competition how we can enjoy more sense gratification. But in the human form of life, one should be sensible. Therefore, the university, education, school, college, institution, they are meant for human society. There is no such thing in the animal society. And religion, religion also meant for human society. Why? Because this life is not meant for enjoying senses like the animals. Nāyāng deha deho bhājāng niloke kastāna kāmāna arhati vīr bhujāng. I have explained several times. This body, deho bhājāng, everyone, the animals, they have got also a material body. And we human beings, we have also this material body. Prahlāda Mahārāja also says, durlabhāṁ mānasaṁ janma, durlabhāṁ mānasaṁ janma, adhruvam arthadam. This, what is the distinction between the animal body and the human body? Biologically, here is our friend, Dr. Ghosh, he knows very well, there is no difference biologically between human body. The medical students in the biological department, they study from the frogs, from guinea pigs, the human constitution of the body. There is no difference. But what is the difference? Not this bodily construction, but development of consciousness. That is the difference. See, if we do not develop, that is the opportunity in human life. In human life, there is the opportunity to develop Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Shastra says that ayam deha, deho bhajang niloke. In the human society, the body is not meant for spoiling in sense gratification like the cats, dogs and hogs. Don't create a hog civilization. That is the warning. What is hog civilization? Hog civilization means there is no restriction of eating up to the stool. The hogs eat up to the stool. So when in the human society there is no restriction of eating, that is hog society. And there is no restriction of sense gratification or sex life, that is hog society. Because the hogs, they eat up to stool and there is no sex restriction. They do not know whether mother, sister or daughter is there. You see it. Therefore it is specifically said, ayana deha kastana kaman na arhati virbhujangaji. Still the hog is sick, loitering in the streets, whole day and night, very stool, very stool, very stool, very stool, whole day and at night also is sick. Those who have got experience to pass stool in the villages, you go at dead of night and the hog will immediately come standing. As soon as you leave the place, immediately, first, they will eat. So, this kind of hard labor, simply for satisfying the tongue and the genital, that is hog civilization. That is warned by Rishabhdev. Nayana deha deha bhajang ni loke. Kastana kaman arhati. Why? Kaman means eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. These are kaman, bodily necessities of life. As soon as you get this material body, you'll have to eat. In the spiritual body there is no eating. The eating means to sustain this material body. You'll find many saintly persons. Practically they do not eat. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating at Radha Kunda. After two, three days after, he was eating little butter, just to satisfy. Practically no eating. Raghunath Das Goswami was a very rich man's son. His father's income was 12 lakhs of rupees in the old days. So he adopted this austerity at Radha Kunda. So actually that is the fact, that in the spiritual life, there is no eating, no sleeping, no sex life, no defense. These are all material necessities. The material necessities we have got, and the hogs and dogs they have also got. So if we work also like dogs and hogs day and night for sense gratification, material satisfaction, then where is the difference between hogs and dogs and human beings? This is going on. We are accepting this civilization as advanced. The more you have got facility for sense gratification, it is to be understood that you are advanced. That advancement means to give satisfaction to the body. So this formula, as it is given, yadichcha labha santushta, this is not possible in material civilization. Unless one is advanced in spiritual life, he cannot be yadichcha labha santushta. Because he has no material demands. Why he should make competition with others materially? Because he has got material body, yuktahara viharastra, yogas bhavati siddhita. Those who are yogis, they should be satisfied just to maintain the body and soul together, not for sense gratification. That is sufficient. Suppose in Krishna consciousness movement, what you are doing? We are giving Krishna prasadam, we are distributing everyone without any distinction. We don't make any distinction between Daridra Narayan and rich Narayan. We give prasadam to every Narayan. Of course, we do not think everyone is Narayan. That is not our philosophy. Narayan is above. Narayana bhaktyat para. Narayan is not of this material world. Narayana para abhaktyat. That is the version of Shankaracharya. So, it is a wrong philosophy that because Narayan is everyone's heart, Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishthati. Narayan or Ishara is situated in everyone's heart. That does not mean that everyone has become Narayan. This is a wrong philosophy. If you make such distinction, then why there should be Daridra Narayan, there should be Rish Narayan, there should be Chhaga Narayan, Matsya Narayan, every non-Narayan. If you have got such vision, that because Narayan is there in everyone's heart, then everyone should be addressed as Narayan. But that should not be, that is not the, that should not be, that is inside. If some big man, if I say, equalize him with some insignificant person, that is insult. In the Shastra it is said, jastu narayanam devam brahma rudradi daivati samatena vikheta sapasandi bhavedruvam. We cannot bring Narayan even to the level of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Jastu narayanam devam brahma rudradi daivati samatena, equally, fine. Sapasandi bhavadirvam. So, if we want to serve poor people, that's all right. That's good business. You are merciful. That also we are doing. When you distribute prasadam for everyone's benefit, not for the Daridra Narayana or rich Narayana, everyone, Krishna's prasad. So, jadricha lava, one who is advancing Krishna consciousness, he will be happy simply having a little morsel of Krishna's prasad. Jadirchala. Actually, when you distribute prasad, you distribute little halwa. Everyone is satisfied and everyone is accepting because it is Krishna prasadam. This consciousness, they come here. There are many rich persons, also poor persons. They come here to take a little morsel of halwa. Not that he is hungry, but he is conscious that if I take little Krishna prasadam, I will benefit. Mahaprasadi Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Salpa Punnavatangarajan Vishasana Yujayati. Mahaprasad, the foodstuff, remnant of foodstuff of Narayan, Krishna, the same. Mahaprasadi Govinde, and Govinda Krishna, and Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani, and in the holy name of Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnava, as also in Vaishnava, Salpapunna Vatangarajan Vishasanai Vijayati. Those who are less pious, they cannot believe in these things. So, this is indirectly speaking Krishna, jadicchā lāva santuṣṭa. You establish Krishna at home. This center, this Krishna consciousness center, what is the purpose? You can also establish at home deity. You can also perform the deity worship. You can also perform kirtan at home. You can also read Bhagavad Gita at home. It is not that we have made this business that you come here and pay something and we profit by your payment. No. It is education how one should be satisfied by accepting Krishna prasadam for working Krishna. Then you'll be feeling satisfaction. You do business for Krishna. You do your occupational duty for Krishna. You cook for Krishna. You offer to Krishna. Take prasadam of Krishna. You'll feel very happy. That is the description. Jadicchā lāva santuṣṭa dannātita vimatsara. A Vaiṣṇava is never matsara. Matsara means it is described by Śrīdhara Śvāmī. Matsarata para utkarsanam asahanam. The material world is such that if your even own brother becomes prosperous, you'll be envious. Oh, my brother has become so prosperous, I could not. This is natural here. Jealous. Because the jealousy has begun from Krishna. Why Krishna shall be the enjoyer? I shall also enjoy. This jealousy has begun. Therefore the whole material life is full of jealousy. I am jealous of you, you are jealous of me. This is the business of material. So here it is called vimatsara. No jealousy. How one can be jealous? Less. Unless he is a Krishna devotee. He must be jealous. This is the nature. Therefore Śrī Bhāgavata says that dharma projita koitavatra paramanin masarana vastabhavostu vedamatra. Dharma, there are many religious systems. There is jealousy. So-called religious system. Cutting the throat of the enemies. Why? If you are so broad-minded that if you see everywhere Narayana, Why you are cutting the throat of the goats or the cows or other animals? You should be merciful to them also. But that mercifulness cannot be exhibited without being a devotee, vimatsara, nirmatsara. Therefore, this so-called religious system, which is full of matsarata, jealousy, that is called kaitava dharma, cheating in the name of religion. So, this God consciousness is not a cheating religion. It is very broad-minded. Titiksava karunika srida sarvabhutana. This Krishna consciousness movement means everyone's to become friend of everyone. Otherwise, if a Krishna conscious person does not feel like that, why he should take trouble to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world? Vimatsara. One should understand that Krishna consciousness is so nice that everyone should relish it. Everyone should take part of it. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. Because people are suffering on account of lack of God consciousness. That is the cause of suffering. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavancha kare pasete mayatare japotiya dhore. This is the formula. As soon as we forget Krishna, immediately there is maya. Just like in the sunshine and in the shade, they are existing side by side. If you don't remain in the sunshine, then you come to the shade, darkness. And if you don't remain in the darkness, you come to the sunshine. Similarly, if you don't accept Krishna consciousness, then you have to accept Maya consciousness. And if you don't accept Maya consciousness, then you have to accept Krishna consciousness, side by side. So Krishna consciousness means not to remain in the dark consciousness. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. That is the Vedic instruction. Don't remain in the darkness. And what is that darkness? The darkness is bodily concept of life. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatra nisubhama ijyadhi. Jatitha buddhi salile nakarhiti janesu abhigyesu saiva gokhara. So long you are in the bodily concept of life. I am this body. I am Indian. I am American. I am Brahman. I am Kshatriya. I am black. I am white. I am fatty. I am thin. These are all bodily concepts of life. So long one is in the bodily concept of life, he is saiva gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. So unless we come out of this conception, bodily concepts of life, that is Vedic instruction. To come to this transcendental platform, aham brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul, brahma, this is called brahma-bhuta situation, brahma-bhuta prasannatma. When one actually is situated, that is called jnana, knowledge. Actually, this is ignorance. So long in the bodily concept of life, griha-cetra-sutapta-vittai janasya-mohoyam. This is not jnana. This is moha, illusion. Atagriyachetra-sutartha-vittai janasya-mohoyam ahagamameti. So, unless one is freed from the bodily concept of life, he cannot be satisfied in anything which is easily achieved, easily gained. That is called yadicchālāva-santuṣṭa. Because he knows that I don't require anything. But because I have got this body, I cannot neglect it also. So let me eat something. Let me earn something. Whatever God gives me. God has given everyone. Nobody is starving. Nobody cannot starve. Especially those who are Krishna conscious. They cannot starve. There is no question of starving, either by Krishna conscious or not Krishna conscious, because Krishna has provided food for everyone. The elephant is not Krishna conscious, but he is getting his food. He is eating at one time, one month. Krishna is supplying. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. So there is no such question. A God is supplying food to everyone, to the birds, beasts, ants, insects, aquatic. There is no such question that I have to feed them. If you have to feed them, just try to give them Krishna prasada. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hani rasa upajayate. This is the question. So, if a person becomes Krishna conscious, that I am part and parcel of Krishna, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mamai vāṅśa jīva, we are actually part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is providing food for everyone. Avasya rakhive Krishna viśvāsa pālana. Krishna is providing everyone. Just like in our society, this is practical. We have got about 100 branches, and each branch we have got not less than 25 men up to 250. But we have no provision store. Every day we depend on Krishna. If food comes, this is called akashpanti. The food must be dropped from the sky. This is called akashpanti. And Krishna is sent. If Krishna sends, then we eat. But you'll be surprised that we have to spend not less than $80,000 per month. But Krishna is supplying. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. Why Krishna is not supplying? Is Krishna is supplying to the elephant in the forest, and those who have dedicated their life to Krishna, they will not be supplied with the necessities? Why not? Viśvāsa pālanam. This is called faith. One should know, if Krishna is supplying food to the elephants in the jungle and to the ants in the whole of my room, what we have done, that he will not supply food. It is common sense. That is called jadichchālāva santuṣṭa. But he must be satisfied whatever Krishna gives. If Krishna gives luchi puri, that is also all right. And if he gives sukha chana, that is also all right. Jadichchālāva santuṣṭa. Because we are depending on Krishna. Whatever Krishna gives, we should be satisfied. We should not never be dissatisfied. Oh, Krishna today is giving only sukha chana. Now what about Krishna gives? That is devotee. Jadichchālāva santuṣṭa. Dandātīto. No enviousness. Why I shall be envious? If somebody is eating very nicely and I am not eating nicely, why I shall be envious? We should be satisfied. Krishna has given it. Just like in the hospital, one patient is eating very nutritious food, and another patient, the physician has ordered, he should not take anything. So why he should be envious? He should know the physician has prescribed like this, that I shall not take anything, and he has prescribed to the other patient, next bed, nutritious food. So it is the physician's desire for treatment. Similarly, we should not be disturbed by all these things, that he is eating more, he is enjoying more. Nobody is enjoying more. Whatever Krishna has given, he is enjoying. That is called jadichchālāva santuṣṭa dandātīta. Dandātīta and vimarsara. He is not envious. Why he should be envious? Just like at the present moment, politically, a poor man is envious of a rich man, because there is no Krishna consciousness. And a so-called rich man is eating himself sumptuously, but he does not take care of the poor man. This is envious. Let him die. No. The rich man should distribute prasadam through Krishna consciousness to the poor man. And the poor man should not be envious of the rich man. Then there will be happiness, prosperity. Not that to form a political party and to become envious. Vimasara. Sama. Siddhau asiddhau cha. If you are working for Krishna, this is Krishna's desire. If you be successful or not successful, Yet the word is used, asiddho. That means, don't think that because you are Krishna conscious, you will be always successful. No, it doesn't matter. Even if you are unsuccessful, you must know it firmly, that without Krishna's desire, nothing can happen. If you are unsuccessful, then you should, that is Krishna consciousness. You should know also, that it is Krishna's desire. It is Krishna's desire. So there is no question of being depressed because you are unsuccessful. A devotee is never depressed in the horrible condition of life. Tattinukampa susumikshamana bhunjana, just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was always being put into trouble by his father. But he was never envious of his father. When he was requested by Nisingadev to take benediction, he refused anything for himself, but he begged to the Lord for his father. My dear Lord, my father has become envious to you. So I request you to excuse him. Just see, this is Bhimatsara. Sridha Sarvabhutana. He was not against his father. Similarly, a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious person, he is Nirmatsara. And this Krishna consciousness movement is Paramanirmatsarana. It is meant for the Paramanirmatsara, Paramahamsa. Those who are not envious. Sridha Sarvabhutana. They are friend of everyone. Not this particular class, but everyone. Sridha Sarvabhutana. Samas Siddha Siddhau Asiddhaucha Kityapina Nibadhate. Because the law of karma is so accurate that every action is being recorded. But if you live like this means you live in Krishna consciousness, Nirmatsara, Siddha, Siddhau, Sama. That can be possible only when we live in Krishna consciousness. Then all our actions will not be binding upon us. Otherwise, any little thing we do, Jagyarthi Karmanatra Lokayam Karma Bandhana, we shall be entangled. And that is material life. If we become entangled more and more, then the process of changing body, tatha dehantara prapti, it will go on. Nasadhu manne jato atmanayam asannapi klesati asmadeha. Although this body is temporary, it is full of miseries that we do not understand. We are thinking that we are very happy. Where is your happiness? Therefore Krishna says that even though you think that by material advancement you have become very happy, but you should always keep in your front janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darshanam. Then you have to die. Then where is your happiness? If you can make such arrangement that you will not die, whatever you have created you will enjoy, then it can be said as happiness. But that is not possible. You have to die. Therefore Krishna gives more prominence to these four kinds of miseries. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darshanam. So people should be satisfied in any condition of life given by Krishna, and he should endeavor for developing his Krishna consciousness. Athata brahma jigyasa. This is the real aim of life. Not to make competition to get more comfortable life than your neighbor or father or brother or like that. That is not our business. That is the business of the cats and dogs. Kastan kaman arhati bir bhujanje. Then, what is that? Tapo dibbam. This human life is for tapasya. This is tapasya. All right, Krishna has given me this position. That's all right. I will be satisfied. This is the tapasya. Why should I make competition? Simply by doing competition, I am not going to be successful. That is the instruction of all sastras. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida. Nalabhate jat bhamatamupad. Tallabhate dukha badannatha sukham. Kalena sarvatra gobirahamsa. Do you think that if you try to become more happy, you'll be happy? No. The sastra says, that you get miserable condition of life without hankering after this. Nobody hankers after that all miseries may come upon you. No. But it comes. Similarly, all kinds of happiness that you are destined to enjoy, that will also come. So you don't waste your time for material happiness. You simply save your time for development of Krishna consciousness. Then you'll be happy, then you'll be free. That is the instruction of Krishna. Thank you very much.